Welcome to School of Rock, a show produced in the Taconic High School studios by the students and teacher in the new multimedia CTE program. I'm your host and teacher, Jamie Chiquette. Each week, the students and I will explore connected themes in rock songs and other related genres, making those connections while listening to some great music. For my teacher set, I'm going deep into the world of connecting literature with classic rock. So many rock tunes have been inspired by famous novels of the past, and I thought it'd be fun to take a listen to a few of them. Today we'd start with a fun tune from 1972, the Edgar Winter Group's epic Frankenstein, a legendary instrumental track written with the Creatures' stitched-together nature, featuring monstrous guitar and synth solos. Edgar Winter pulls out all the stops as we honor Mary Shelley's famous tome.
We'll be right back.
was Frankenstein from Edgar Winter Group's 1972 album, They Only Come Out at Night. I was able to hear that tune live a couple years ago as Edgar Winter joined Ringo Starr at Tanglewood for a great show. Next up is one of my favorite prog rock bands, Rush. In 1981, Rush released Moving Pictures, one of their best albums, and it kicked off with Tom Sawyer, one of my all-time favorite Rush tunes. It's a rock anthem that channels the rebellious spirit of a literary legend. Inspired by Mark Twain's The Adventure of Tom Sawyer, Rush's 1981 progressive rock classic reimagines the iconic free spirit for the modern age. Here's Tom Sawyer.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Yeah.
That was Rush's Tom Sawyer. Finally, we've got an absolute classic from the gods of rock, Led Zeppelin. This one's a beast, an instrumental juggernaut named after one of literature's most famous obsessions, Moby Dick. Inspired by Herman Melville's legendary novel about a relentless captain chasing an unstoppable force of nature, this track captures the same wild energy with one of the most thunderous drum solos ever laid to tape. Clocking in at over 4 minutes of pure pounding rhythm, John Bonham takes center stage, proving why he's one of the greatest drummers of all time. So buckle up and grab your harpoons. Here's Led Zeppelin's Moby Dick. That was Moby Dick from the 1969 album Led Zeppelin II. So that'll do it this week for my teacher set, but I'm excited to hear what our students have come up with for their themes. Let's start with Max, and his theme this week is having determination to reach your goals.
Hello again, everyone. My name is Max, and today I am here to show you three songs from my favorite band, Imagine Dragons. The first song is Rise Up, released on the album Evolve. The next two songs are Working Man and On Top of the World, and they were both part of the album Night Visions. Working Man is a lot less known than On Top of the World, as it was originally exclusively released on iTunes for the album. The theme today is having determination to reach your goals. So with all of that being said, let's get right into it. Let's go to the first song, Rise Up by Imagine Dragons. The album it is on, Evolve, was released on June 23rd, 2017. Evolve was the third studio album by Imagine Dragons. For Rise Up, it explores themes of never giving up, even when bad things continue to happen. It's probably the deepest out of all of the songs here. Let's take a look.
I was hoping for an indication. I was seeking higher elevation. I've been shaking, waking in the nightlight. I've been breaking, hiding from the spotlight. The more I stray, the less I fear, and the more I reach, the more I fade away. The darkness right in front of me, oh, it's calling out, and I won't walk away.
I hope you enjoyed that one. Now to the second song, Working Man by Imagine Dragons. The album it was on, Night Visions, was released on September 4th, 2012. This song is connected to Rise Up because they both have a similar meaning. Working Man explores themes of how hard work will pay off in the end, even if there are times where it may not seem like it. Let's listen to it. I hope you enjoyed it. That song is really an uplifting one because it has a good positive sound to it. Moving forward, for the last song, I chose On Top of the World by, you guessed it, Imagine Dragons. It was released on the same album as Working Man. This song is connected to the others because it explores very similar themes that the other songs had. This one, in my opinion, is a lot more of a heartwarming and feel-good sounding song than the rest of them on this list. So without further ado, let's get right into the last song.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that one. I especially like the last part in that song. It really has a lot of meaning, and it carries a message that we all need sometimes when we're feeling down. I feel like overall, even though all of these songs have a different feel to them, they don't fail to carry the same overall message. And that's what I really love about music. It's also why Imagine Dragons as a band has grown on me so much, because they have a big history and they really make a variety of music that is meaningful. And the songs carry messages that other bands don't write their songs about. I really didn't expect to like Imagine Dragons that much. I liked a few of their songs at first. Well, I have a long history with them, actually. I used to hear their songs, like their few big ones all around. But they recently grew on me again, and I've started listening to more and more of their music. I've actually listened to 3 albums by them so far, and I've enjoyed all 3 of them. I think they're great. Well, that is all I have for today. As always, I hope you enjoyed the music. This is Max, signing off for now.
Finally, we have Dalton, who is filing his segment this week in the same spirit as my opening set. This week, Dalton looks at Epic, the musical, which focuses on the literary mainstay, Homer's The Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Dalton, and welcome to my corner. Today, I'm here to discuss rock music and one of my favorite musicals, Epic the Musical. For those who don't know, this musical is based on the famous myth by Homer, The Odyssey, and is written and sung by Hardhead Vetta Harris. And while he does take some artistic liberties, I feel like he still does a good job at portraying The Odyssey. So if you're a fan of Greek mythology, I suggest you check it out. Now, enough with my talking, let's get into it. Now, for our first song today is Odysseus from Epic the Musical, specifically the Ithaca Saga.
For 20 years I've suffered every punishment and pain, from the wrath of gods and monsters to the screams of comrades slain. I come back and find my palace desecrated, sacked like Troy. Worst of all, I hear you dare to touch my wife and hurt my boy!
I have had enough.
In the heat of battle at the edge of the unknown, somewhere in the shadows lurks an agile, deadly foe. We have the advantage, we've the numbers and the might.
No,
you don't understand it. This man plans for every fight. Where is he? Where is he?
Keep your head down, he's aiming for the torches!
Our weapons, they're missing! He's using the darkness to hide his approaches.
We're empty-handed, up against an archer. Our only chance is to strike him in the darkness.
We know these odds, the odds can't be tilted.
You don't think I know my own palace? I built it!
are no longer a threat. Oh, King, forgive us instead, so that no more blood is shed. Let's have open arms instead.
No.
Cunning than I assumed. While we were busy plotting, he hid our weapons inside this room.
I find it hard to believe that the sharpest of kings left his armory unlocked.
So what? Now that we have armed ourselves, let's make rot.
Behind you!
Weapons, and I ensure you'll be spared.
After seeing what the king will do to us, we wouldn't dare.
I don't want to hurt you, but trust me, I've come prepared.
Your very presence is doing the king, young prince. We don't fight fair.
Stop!
Brothers, we got company, and he's made a great mistake. Left the weapons room unlocked, and now they're ours to take. Brothers, come and arm yourselves, there's a chance for us to win. We can still defeat the king if we all attack the prince.
Where is he? Where is he?
Capture him, he's our greatest chance.
Get off me! Get off me!
Fight till the prince can barely stand.
Hold him down! Hold him down!
Obey our commands.
Hold him down, hold him down.
Cause if he won't, I'll break the kid's hands. Got him.
Mercy. Mercy. My mercy's long since drowned. It died to bring me home. And as long as you're around, my family's fate is left unknown. You plotted to kill my son. You planned to take my wife. All of you are going to die. You filled my heart with hate. All of you who have done me wrong. This will be your fate.
The next song today is 600 Strike, from specifically the Vengeance Saga of Epic the Musical, which was released in 2024 and sung by Jorge, as well as Steven Rodriguez and the cast of Epic the Musical. Without further ado, let's hear it.
Six hundred. see. You sealed your fate just to beat me. You released my storm when you opened that bag. Blocked your one-way home. Now you'll never get back.
You're going to call off that storm.
Or what? You can't kill me.
Exactly. Wait.
Wait!
How does it feel to be helpless? How does it feel to know pain? I watched my friends die in horror, crying as they were all slain. I heard their final moments, calling their captain in vain. Look what you turned me into. This is mercy upon us!
All right! Please. After everything you've done, how will you sleep at night?
Next to my wife.
The final song today is Monster from The Underworld Saga of Epic the Musical, which was also released in 2024 and written and sung by Jorge and the cast of Epic the Musical. Now, finally, let's get into it.
How has everything been turned against us? How did suffering become so endless? How am I to reunite with my estranged? Do I need to change? I'm surrounded by the souls of those I've lost. I'm the only one whose line I haven't crossed. What if the greatest threat we'll find across the sea is me? What if I'm the monster? What if I'm in the wrong? What if I'm the problem that's been hiding all along? What if I'm the one who killed you every time I caved to guilt? What if I've been far too kind to foes, but a monster to ourselves? What if I'm the monster? Is the Cyclops struck with guilt when he kills? Is he up in the middle of the night? Or does he end my men to avenge his friend and then sleep knowing he has done him right? When the witch turns men to pigs to protect her nymphs, is she going insane? Or did she learn to be colder when she got older and now she saves them the pain? When a god comes down and makes a fleet drown, is he scared that he's doing something wrong? Or does he keep us in check so we must respect him and now no one dares him? Does a soldier use a wooden horse to kill sleeping Trojans cause he is vile? Or does he throw away his remorse and save more lives with guile? If I became the monster, threw that guilt away, would that make us stronger? Would it keep our foes at bay? If I became the monster to everyone but us, and made sure we got home again, who would care if we're unjust? If I became the monster, oh, ruthlessness is mercy upon ourselves. Monster. And deep down I know this well. I lost my best friend, I lost my mentor, my mom, 500 men gone. This can't go on, I must get to see Penelope and Telemachus. So if we must sail through dangerous oceans and beaches, I'll go where Poseidon won't reach us. And if I gotta drop another infant from a wall in an instant so we all don't die, then I'll become the monster. become the monster.
Now, while these songs aren't exactly rock, I feel like they still fit the category in some way. Thank you for listening. Now, back to Mr. Chiquette.
Thanks, Dalton. Next week, we will return with some new students from our class and some new musical connections in rock. And check out our other podcast talk show, Up on Taconic, which also airs each week on WTBR and other podcasting sites. Thanks for listening to School of Rock, and we'll see you next time. School of Rock was produced at Taconic Studios and the school's audio production suite using state-of-the-art software and hardware, and is supported by the Pittsfield Public Schools.